This is Jay Sekulow, the financial consequences of avoiding the fiscal cliff, and an update on the situation with Egypt.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Jay Sekulow Live.
There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man.
A central premise of my campaign for president was to change the tax code that was too skewed towards the wealthy at the expense of working middle-class Americans. I will sign a law that raises taxes on the wealthiest 2% of Americans, while preventing a middle-class tax hike that could have sent the economy back into recession.
I wish I could say that this was a proud moment, a moment in which we started the year off right, in which the 1st of January was the first of a great many good things. It isn't. We're kicking the can down the road.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
President Obama needs to stop supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, flat out. I mean, I have held meetings with U.S. officials in Egypt and outside of Egypt. I've seen how their statements on these issues are weak.
When faced with a mountain of debt that we were heading for, like an airplane, did we climb over it? No. What we're going to do in the present plan is put on nearly another $1 trillion worth of debt on the American people.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about this so-called resolution on the fiscal cliff issue and the resulting, what that means for our economy. We're going to tie that directly into what's going on in Egypt with the release of these aircraft, if that's going to take place, the 200 tanks and $1.5 billion of aid. You're asking yourself, why are we having tax increases in the United States? Why are we having an additional employment tax increase? At the same time, we're giving money away to regimes that are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. But let's go right to Washington. By the way, we want your comments on all of these issues. Are you concerned with the resolution, the so-called resolution on the fiscal cliff issue? Do you think that the wrong decision was made? What would be the right decision in your view? And what about the situation with giving money to governments that are not supporting our own allies like in Egypt? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to Washington, though, and get Jordan Than's analysis. What do we have here, Jordan Than, with the resolution that passed with the Republicans last night in the House?
Well, what you saw was a much more divided GOP than the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives. You had about a third of Republicans supporting this, so two-thirds not, and then basically almost all of the Democrats. There was very little dissent inside the Democrat Party, because this is basically, for 2 months anyways, what the president supported and what the Senate had passed, and this moves forward. The tax hikes on people who, and the expiration of the tax reform that was done on people that are earning either individually $400,000 a year or more, or combined as a married couple $450,000 a year. But then the spending issue, and when you look at the debt ceiling, all of this fight is not over. This is kind of, as people have said, kicking the can down the road a little bit.
Yeah, let me just quickly say this, Jordan. There is no spending reform in this, so we have not addressed the issue, the deficit issue. Daryl Issa said this in the open. It's going to add $1 trillion to the deficit over the terms of this. But here's the other thing, Jordan. This is going to be billed as just a tax hike on the wealthy. That is not the case. Also in this package was an expiration of the payroll tax cut. Let me just give you a specific example. If you are a family that makes $50,000 a year, this is going to mean you're going to pay $1,000 more in taxes this year than you did last year. This is a massive tax increase across the board.
Folks, real serious repercussions. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, but this is exactly the reason. Jordan's going to give you the number right now, folks. We got to make sure we don't take more of our tax dollars and send it to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're fighting on that. We're winning so far, but we need your help. Jordan, let's let everybody know how they can engage.
Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Not a time to be spending billions overseas to the Muslim Brotherhood. 877-989-2255.
Taxman. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We want your comments on this. We view the economy as a moral issue. Are we going to saddle our children and grandchildren with unbelievable debt? And here's the question you ask yourself with this so-called compromise. What did we get as far as cuts? The answer is nothing. In fact, President Obama thinks the exact opposite. Not only does he not want to see cuts, he wants to see more spending. This is the president's own words. Take a listen.
I think we all recognize this law is just one step in the broader effort to strengthen our economy and broaden opportunity for everybody. The fact is, the deficit is still too high, and we're still investing too little in the things that we need for the economy to grow as fast as it should.
We're investing too little for the economy to grow as fast as it should. Then let me ask you this question, Mr. President. Why are we about to send 20 F-16s, 200 tanks, and an additional $1.5 billion in aid to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government, which is Islamic jihadists, in Egypt, that are right now calling for Israel's destruction? Why are you saying we're not spending enough when we're taking that money and putting it into the hands of people that want to destroy our allies and Christians in the region? Let me play for you a comment from the president of the U.S. Cops Association, number 8. This is the government we're sending money for. You're talking about this fiscal cliff and we're getting all this resolution. Take a listen to Michael Muenner.
Well, what we have now is a fascist Islamist regime that has no respect for human rights, no respect for international opinion. Mubarak at least respected international opinion, yielded to criticism. Under Mubarak, there were a lot of corruption, but there were no religious fascism. There was law and order. There were strong state forces that kept people from going at each other. Right now, under the Brotherhood, people go in, burn churches, attack Christians, kidnap young girls, do whatever they want to do.
All right, so ask yourself, and this is Stan, we want to get right to this. We're talking about the financial issues, the fiscal cliff, the moral responsibilities here. We're going to get into all of this, but let me ask you this. How is it and what's the status right now of the money and separately the weapons that are planning to go to Egypt? Because this is very important, folks, and it ties right into what the president was saying about we haven't spent enough. Well, but he's willing to spend billions of dollars to support a regime that's calling for the destruction of Israel and will use it against its own, as you just heard, Coptic Christian citizens.
Yeah, there are three tranches to this, Jay, and the president is still committed to this funding. He is committed to the delivery of these F-16s and these tanks. He wants to do that later this month. He also wants to send Egypt another $1 billion in aid. That would be coming up. Jay, we have been winning on these two issues, but here's my concern. Now that we're over the fiscal cliff, now that we're into the new Congress, I'm afraid he thinks that we're not going to be paying attention to this. So there's a chance that he would release both of those fundings. We're going to continue to push against him, and simultaneously, Jay, we're going to continue backing this bill by Vern Buchanan that would say, listen, if you're going to move forward with this funding, we are not going to give you another dime for Egypt in next year's fiscal year. That would be H.R. 6646. It would cut the $1.5 billion that Egypt is set to get. So pressure on the president, pressure on Congress, even as we head into the new Congress.
All right, folks, here's what we've got. 156,000 of you online alone have joined us in the Stop the Funding to Egypt, Don't Send Their Taxpayer Dollars Over There. Now, that's 156,372 online. We have an additional 30,000 signatures on the phone. So we're at about 185,000 signatures. We want to get to 200,000 and deliver all of this to the White House, to members of Congress, to the key areas that it needs to go to. Here's what we need you to do right now. If you've not signed this petition, I want you to do it today. Why are we having this tax increase on some? Why are we taking worry? The president saying he needs to spend more money to stimulate the economy, but he's giving this money to, and this is what's so critical here, folks, to the Islamically controlled Muslim Brotherhood. If you object to this, you go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or you call right now. Let's stand up and fight back against this at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, do it right now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we're going to go right to our phones. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110.
Mike's calling in from Washington State on line three. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, yeah, Mike. Jay, this is Mike. What's the date for these? I have a couple of questions. What's the date for these weapons to be delivered?
Then the last date we heard was what, January 22nd?
Yeah, it's late January. It's basically whenever Lockheed Martin is ready to fulfill their contract. So the money's out the door. They are planning to send these jets over later this month. We don't have the exact date, but it's happening in the next couple of weeks.
What was your next question?
Plans made for these weapons. When was this plan made?
This was done 2 years ago when Mubarak, who was an ally of the United States and brought stability to the region, requested them. It was part of our ongoing work with the Egyptian military, who's been very supportive of the U.S. and worked very closely with Israel on security issues. However, and this I think is the critical aspect of this, the regime changed, and we now have the Muslim Brotherhood controlling the regime, and the president doesn't pivot. He doesn't see any differential. In fact, he takes the view that this is part of our nation building, if you will, the way he wants to build it. It's ridiculous. And Jordan, it shows the failure of the right pivot here. The president didn't pivot when the regime changed. I know you just did an interview with Fox News on it.
No, I mean, and that's why, you know, we was talking about it in this interview, actually, that, well, you know, the contract issue and the State Department said we have to keep our agreements. But agreements change when parties change, you know. And this was not just there was an election in Egypt and there's a different government. It took a revolution. The former government, which we made this agreement with, including its president, is in prison, facing serious charges, family in jail, leaders in jail. And then you had an election after all of that. A new constitution in place, that means new agreements, because the government we made an agreement with and the country made an agreement with isn't operated, doesn't have the same constitution, doesn't have the same legal situation, hasn't made and really reaffirmed the commitments made by the past government to Israel and the United Nations when it comes to being a leader in keeping the peace. The only reason that Egypt got this money and why Egypt and Israel both received this kind of foreign aid is because they have kept the peace in the region since those wars in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah.
There is no agreement like that from the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, in the past, all they've done is question and even said that they would want to rescind those peace agreements.
I think when you start looking at the president's comments, even about the fiscal cliff issue, and folks, you got to look at it really carefully. He is going to take this position that this is an obligation of the United States, a past debt that we have to pay. The fact that we're giving it to the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic regime, doesn't seem to penetrate the president's idea of how he wants to spend money. Listen to the statement. Now, this is about the fiscal cliff. I'm going to break this down for you. Listen to this one from the president again, and it tells you what we're dealing with and why we've got to fight back.
I will not have another debate with this Congress over whether or not they should pay the bills that they've already racked up through the laws that they passed. We can't not pay bills that we've already incurred. If Congress refuses to give the United States government the ability to pay these bills on time, the consequences for the entire global economy would be catastrophic.
So the key word in there is racked up bills that have already been incurred. Thane and Jordan, I believe that the president is going to use that language to justify the expenditure not only of the actual weapons, the tanks, the F-16s, but also you're going to see it utilized to justify additional $1.5 billion in aid to the Muslim Brotherhood and another $750 million to the Palestinian Authority, who now says they are in cohort with Hamas. This is the line the president is going to use.
There's no question he's going to do that, Jay, and the reason there's no question for it is it's the line he's been using in the past. He says this is an agreement we've made, we've got to move forward, and I would say two things to this. First, on his comment about the fiscal cliff, he may not want to have a debate about the debt ceiling. He's going to have a debate about it, because for every dollar that he has to raise the debt ceiling, the Congress recognizes that they have to push back with spending cuts. But here's the other thing, and specifically to what you're saying, Jay, about this funding for Egypt. The president wants to say that we made this agreement 2 years ago. We have to obligate it. Well, okay, what Congress is saying is we don't have to make that deal again. So if you're going to not follow through, if you're not going to stop the delivery of these tanks, we are not going to give you the check for the next year. That's what Vern Buchanan's bill did. You have to have eyes wide open.
I understand all of that, Thane, but the reality is this. The president of the United States needs to say no. We've got a fiscal crisis in the United States. We've got serious deficits. We don't take those aircraft while we're cutting our own military and give them to the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't care what the previous agreement was. Jordan's correct. That was with another party. That party is no longer privy to the contract, as we say in the law. They are not part of that contract, and we're not obligated to put our future in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood or the region's future in the hand of Morsi and his party that's calling for the extermination of Israel and turning on their own Christians in their own country. Folks, that's why you need to take action. Let me encourage you to do this right now. We're going to hit 200,000 with your help, and we're going to work very hard to stop all of this. It may be piecemeal. Maybe we stop the delivery of weapons. Maybe the weapons go, but we've stopped the funding. We're not sure. We're going to work on all of it, but this is where you come in, and it all ties in to this moral calculus that we have to deal with when it comes to finances, and that's the problem here. If you haven't signed this petition, go to aclj.org and sign it right now, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to have your voice heard in this. This is all part of the president's agenda, and we need to stop it. And this is, to me, absolutely critical. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Your calls when we come back.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your tax taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're going to be taking your phone calls in just a moment. But talking about all these issues combined, the deal made, the spending, the 2 months from now, really having to go through all of these issues again on do we have the same budget to spend in our own country on things like the defense of our own defense. We're having that debate. That is not done because of what happened yesterday. That is not done. So we're going to be deciding, do we need to make cuts? Are we making defense cuts? At the same time, the president wants to move forward and deliver 20 F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. I say it because that's the reality. That it's the Egyptian government led by the Muslim Brotherhood. And we're not even, again, folks, right now, the fact that we're even considering doing that and that the president wants to move forward with that. Tanks. You know, I talked to a Fox News reporter right before radio today, Dad, and he, you know, he said, really, what can these tanks be used for? Only a couple of things. Against Israel and against their own citizens.
Right.
And we've seen that in the past, especially with these tanks rolling into Tahrir Square. Would we have said, yes, send Mubarak 20 new F-16s and a couple hundred more tanks during the final days of the protest movements that led to his government's fall?
Of course not.
Because you've got that kind of instability right now in Egypt. You've got people protesting. You've got oppression. You've got people speaking out. You've got the Christians there. You've got those who are not part of the Muslim Brotherhood and support real liberal democracy really speaking out. And they're asking the United States to stop funding this government, Dad, which I think is a key point. The Egyptians saying, stop giving the Muslim Brotherhood this kind of power over us.
I think the fact that the leadership of the Coptic Christian community in Egypt is also saying that's important. Listen again. This is Michael Munir, who's the president of a Coptic Christian organization and a political party in Egypt. Listen to what he had to say.
President Obama needs to stop supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, flat out. I mean, I have held meetings with U.S. officials in Egypt and outside of Egypt. I've seen how their statements on these issues are weak. At the time that the president sent his militia to kill us when we were protesting peacefully outside of his palace, Mr. Obama comes out and says, what's happening in Egypt is an internal matter, and we hope they work their issues out.
And listen to this now. The United Arab Emirates on Tuesday arrested an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood cell group that trained local Islamists in how to overthrow Arab governments. This is according to Reuters. Now, folks, why in the world, while we're having these debates till midnight, you know, on avoiding the fiscal cliff, why are we sending this money to these regimes? Why are we sending weapons to these regimes? It is nonsensical. Again, speak out here, folks. If you've not yet signed this petition, there's no excuse. You need to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, I'm going to be on Fox News this afternoon talking about another Obama administration mess, and that involves the Environmental Protection Agency. I'll be on with Megyn Kelly on that. We'll also be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for a full hour. If you're listening on SiriusXM, you get the hour. If not, just go to ACLJ.org, and you can listen online. Let's go to another phone call.
Yep, Gerald's calling in from Georgia. He's been hanging on the line. Gerald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Gerald.
Hi. God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks.
My comment our question is this. First of all, if I understand things, that these jets and tanks are gifts per se.
Yes, they're not paying for them. We are giving them to them. We're borrowing money from the Chinese so that we can buy the aircraft from Lockheed Martin and then send them over as a gift, as an aid package to Egypt. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, and the quote-unquote contract was made with a previous government, and I'm no lawyer, but I know that if one party breaks a contract, that contract is null and void.
Well, let me tell you, you're not a lawyer, but I appreciate you calling because that was a good legal analysis. I am a lawyer. There is no privity of contract in a situation where one of the parties you're contracting with is no longer the government in control. I mean, why in the world would we give the money to these regimes? It's nonsensical. But we're going to be facing some critical deadlines on it, folks. Again, we're taking your calls. If you're on the line, hang in there. We'll get to you. If we don't get to you now, we'll get to you in the next 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110. Let's get another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Sherry calling from California on line three. Sherry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning, guys, and thanks again for everything. I was finally able to make a donation to you guys on the matching grant.
Hey, by the way, I should have announced that at the beginning. Thank you for saying it, but I didn't mean to cut you off there, Sherry. I'll let you go back. We met our goal, exceeded our goal. Thank you to everybody that supported the ACLJ. We had a phenomenal last day of the year. 12/31/2012 was a big day for the ACLJ, and we appreciate it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Sherry, but I did want to say thank you to you and everybody else that supported it.
Oh, no, that's great. Praise God. That was the day I made mine, too.
Great.
The Sharia law, now that they have made this the law of the country, they are, you know, even any talk about Christ, you're subject to be killed. And, I'm so worried about the Coptic Christians.
Well, you need to listen to number nine here. It just files exactly what you said. Listen to number nine.
Every religious fanatic's taking the law into their own hand, judging if Christians were infidels or not, and if they found them infidels in that village, and that village happened to have some fanatic people, they could just carry whatever act they feel is justified. So really, we're living in an anarchy in Egypt, and probably bordering civil war.
So there you have it. So you're exactly right, Sherry. I mean, you got an unbelievable situation in Jordan. I know you've been working on this over the holiday. It's not getting any better. I mean, in fact, I was emailing some friends of mine that are Coptic Christians yesterday, and the situation's actually getting much worse.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you've got the Muslim Brotherhood has made these kind of comments that basically translate to, if you Christians keep saying that you don't support our Muslim Brotherhood leader, and then, you don't follow our religion, and this is, again, these are the statements made by official party members of President Morsi's, that your blood will be splashed over the streets. I mean, that's not democracy just because there was an election. That's a threat from the members of the president's political party. Could you imagine that in any real democracy, saying to the other side, you know, your blood's going to be splashed over the streets? And of course, this is about religion. And so you add to it, it's not just politics that's dividing it. It's religion and trying to isolate this Christian community. And, of course, the other protesters, the oppression there is on the rise again. You saw that power grab that Morsi tried to move forward with and redefine. The ability for unelected Islamic scholars and jurists now in an Egyptian university to oversee all of the laws there and interpret them. This is a new government, a new Egypt, at least for right now. And it's one that you can't say is anything like the past. Because what did we know from Mubarak? Regardless, don't even look at the domestic situation, because when that changed, America changed. We know that there was not a threat to Israel coming from the Egyptian government. We know that the Muslim Brotherhood, who was part of that threat, they were in jail.
Well, I think we got to realize the situation we're in, and the president needs to realize it. I mean, and Than, very quickly here, give me a 15-second. The Congress knows that this release of funds is bad for our economy and bad for our foreign policy. Congress knows that, but they need to hear from the American people.
They do know it. They need to hear from the American people, specifically for the delivery of these fighter jets and these tanks. If the president delivers them, they will respond next year. But like you said, Jay, that's not enough. We've got to speak out now to stop the delivery in the next 2 weeks.
All right, folks, let's not put 20 F-16s and 200 tanks in the hands of a radical Islamic regime. It's like self-annihilation. I can't understand it. It makes no sense. Go to ACLJ.org to sign that petition or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, we want you to sign on this petition. We'll get very close to 200,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll be back with more in just a moment. If you take them off, I'll tax your food.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, we're not the only ones talking about this issue of the financial fiscal cliff discussion that solved nothing, in my view, yesterday, but the ramifications that it has for a continued funding for the Muslim Brotherhood. And let me play something. It's number 13 from Congressman Vern Buchanan, who's got the legislation that Than's talk about. Listen to the number of dollars we're talking about over the last 30 years.
We have given them not just the $2 billion, but over 30 years, $60 billion. And you can take a look at what's happening right now in Egypt. They have supported Hamas. They have pulled their ambassador out of Israel. And the bottom line, why do we have to buy our friends, especially when we got all our concerns here?
And I think it ties right into this whole fiscal cliff situation that we were facing just a few days ago, just really yesterday. But nevertheless, it's not the way the government reacted. All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. A lot of questions have come in again on this the fiscal cliff issue, but as well the funding that we have done here and this funding to those who we are questioning. I really like this call from Patricia as well, because this is one of the fiscal cliff. What's in this legislation? You know, when you get things moving in 24 hours in Washington, there's some always some interesting
yep.
parts. Patricia's calling from Maine on Line 5. Patricia, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Patricia.
Good afternoon. I'm calling because I was wondering if you were going to mention, we heard this morning on the news that here we are in a fiscal crisis, and they have attached pork barrel items to this agreement, including millions of dollars, to NASCAR, to Hollywood, and to rum production. I just cannot believe that.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Let me just talk about the Hollywood issue alone, because I think it's an easy one to explain. It's gone from, you can deduct, you know, $15 million initially from your lower budget kind of productions if you employ people in certain areas in the United States. So if an economically depressed zone, if you'll say, okay, we're going to make the TV show there, we're going to make the movie there, but only if this is not a higher budget $300 million movie are you going to get this deduction. Not only did they extend it, they moved it up to $20 million, and there's no cap. And for TV shows, it's per episode. So they can deduct everything whatsoever. You talk about the power of Hollywood. While at the same time, the actors and a lot of that world is saying, raise our taxes. You know, we don't care about paying this extra. We're the top 1% of the top 1%. All their companies are getting tax breaks in the same piece of legislation. So no caps on it whatsoever. Doesn't mean if you're a $200 million movie budget. And again, if you're a TV show, it's up to this kind of deduction per episode.
So there you have it. Hollywood gets a tax break. You know, it's interesting. The president keeps on saying he wants to tax the wealthy. And then he gives his buddies in Hollywood the tax break. I mean, this whole thing is upside down. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's upside down.
All the top celebrities. I mean, these guys like Matt Damon and others. You may like them as actors. That's fine. And plenty of people do. They could be good actors. They own pieces of these same companies. So where their individual tax rate may go up for them a few percent, they're getting these cuts for their companies that are much more important for their budget and also their own bank accounts long term.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not most American people that are going to feel the effects of that. Folks, we're going to take more of your calls. Continue out through the broadcast. Let me just say, Dad, as well, talking about this issue and encouraging people to take a stand, because one thing I talked about with the Fox News reporter is that on this issue, it's up to the American people now and members of Congress. And Than, you talked about this as well. We've got to get the president focused on this. You know, he's back in Hawaii, and we don't want to just let this pass by and say, oh, you know, he didn't really even speak about it. We've got to get him on the record having to answer questions about it, because right now the State Department just keeps telling us, Than, we can't change things.
No question about it, and I would tie the two together, Jordan. When that family making $50,000 has to pay another $1,000 in taxes just so the president can send fighter jets to Egypt, we've got a serious problem. It starts with the American people speaking out.
Call now and add your name to our petition. You're going to be the difference. 877-989-2255. Call our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. But I encourage you to call now, 877-989-2255, to take a stand here. No F-16s, not 200 tanks, to the Muslim Brotherhood-led Egypt.
It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right, Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to know what you think about this whole fiscal cliff compromise, which is no compromise. By the way, taxes are going up on the middle class. I mean, they are. And this Jordan, this whole idea that this is not an increase on the tax on the middle class is nonsense.
Well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I just tweeted, actually, as you said, that that Fox News has got up right on their homepage. 77%. This has come from Bipartisan, Brookings Institute, others. 77% of American households are going to have higher taxes next year. And, you know, at least you're talking about $1,600 minimum. And this is because the payroll tax cut is going up 2 points, 2%. So from about 4 to 6%. And that's hitting about, yeah, again, 77%. Or that's basically the taxpayers in America, the people who make enough income to pay federal income taxes. And so everybody is going to be paying more. And I think that's important to be clear. When they kept talking about, well, these cuts and we want to make sure the tax cuts stay, they didn't keep all of them. You know, even if you are, for those who are making under $400,000 a year, your taxes went up. You're going to be paying more in 2013 than you did in 2012.
So this whole nonsense that the president said, and of course, on top of that, we're shipping the money and the weapons unless we get it stopped. Overseas. By the way, I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon talking about a situation developing at the EPA that's pretty serious as well. So, folks, this is an ongoing. Listen, we're going to be on top of these major issues affecting you and your family and our country throughout the next 4 years. We're here for you. We want to be able to speak out on these issues. We are taking your phone calls, though, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're going to go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Jeff calling from California has been hanging on the line with a question about it. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. Just a quick question. This new tax hike, they're going to be taxing anybody that makes $400,000 and then a couple, $450,000 or something to that effect. Just a quick question. I know the president makes $400,000 with our tax dollars. Is he going to be taxed? Or are all politicians exempt from any tax laws?
Well, they're not exempt from the tax laws, but this has got far more serious repercussions than just people making over $400,000 a year. As Jordan just said, income taxes are going up to 77% of the American people. That's the reality of what's going on here. Between Social Security and taxes, unemployment taxes, taxes are going up. That's what's happened here. And what cuts have you gotten in the process? Nothing, except we are going to give a couple of billion dollars to regimes that are calling for our destruction. I mean, that's the reality of what we're dealing with here. Now, Than, what is going to happen next? I mean, let's walk through the process here a little bit.
Sure. The three sequestration cuts that we've been talking so much about, Jay, that are really focused on defense, those have just been delayed for 2 months. So in 2 months, we're going to come back to the same exact debate on whether or not to raise the debt ceiling, whether or not to go through with these sequestration cuts, cuts specifically to the military, like you said, while we're spending sending money to Egypt. So, you know, we want to talk about this grand bargain that, that raised taxes, did not cut spending. Really, all we did, Jay, is we pushed it off for 2 months. We're going to be right back at the table, and we're going to have the same debate again in just a few weeks.
You know, my fear on the whole thing is that we're never going to see real cuts here, and we're running into a let me tell you something. We're like, it's like flying into a mountain. I mean, that's what we're doing here. This is not a cliff. This is like self-destruct mode. It's unbelievable, and unfortunately, the American people are the only ones that are going to be able to stop it. Now, I say unfortunately because to get it stopped, it's going to take a lot of people doing it. And it's not just the Muslim Brotherhood getting funds. It's not just the Palestinian Authority. It's not just Planned Parenthood. It's on and on and on it goes. And it's like, you know, it's like the rhyme, and where it stops, nobody knows. I mean, it's where does it stop? And the reality is, what have we accomplished in the short term here, guys? What have we really accomplished economically speaking?
Well, I think what you've accomplished economically speaking is a couple of months where we didn't do those massive cuts to our defense spending, and you've got some of these tax raises are not going to be discussed again in 2 months. So that's I think economically basically all we got out of this 2 months, where at least the markets, and you saw they acted more favorably today because there's some stability for a couple of months. But we didn't handle the debt ceiling issue. We didn't handle the cuts that were on the table. So we raised the taxes, but we didn't get a full answer on what's going to happen to those proposed cuts that were supposed to happen.
Yeah, the good thing you got out of this, Jordan, was the marginal tax cuts that President Bush got us. Those are now permanent. They are not going to expire, so that we have some certainty in those rates. That's really the only good thing you got out of this. But I need to remind people again, we've been saying this over and over, but people understand, the people even on the lower end of the scale that did have their marginal rates extended won't see an increase in their marginal rate. They're still going to pay more taxes. They're going to pay more taxes because their payroll tax is going to go up by 2%. That's $1,000 for a family making $50,000 a year. And the other thing, Jay, is when you raise taxes on those upper brackets, that means fewer people are going to have jobs, fewer people are going to have paychecks in the first place. So people need to understand, this is not just something that's going to be felt by the upper brackets. It's going to be felt by everyone.
No doubt about it. This look for a major development here, folks, when the American people wake up and realize there's less than that paycheck. And they're going to say, well, I thought the president just told us no increase on middle class taxes. Well, no marginal tax rate increase on middle class taxpayers, but a tax increase in the form of other taxes. So that's that. Well, that was the smoke and mirrors that was just pulled over the American people. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We have Charles calling in from Georgia on line 3. Charles, welcome to JSECO Live.
Yes, I would like to know, in light of the what's been talked about these weapons going to Egypt, I would like to know if, since the Republicans are in charge of the purse strings, everybody says, why don't the Republicans in the House just simply cut off the funding? Who's responsible for doing that, and why in the world haven't they done it already?
All right, all three of those are good questions. Now I'm going to answer one, then I'll let Than and Jordan do the other. The money has already been paid to Lockheed Martin because this was an agreement that was entered into when Mubarak was in power. But that does not answer the question of why we would ship it over there, because those weapons would be very valuable to another military, say the United States. Instead, if we've already paid for it, well, let's keep them. Let's use them for our own benefit. Let's take the 200 tanks. Let's keep them. Let's keep the 20 F-16s. Let's keep them. Now, you're asking what can be done, and do the Republicans have the purse strings to control to do it? Than, why don't you get into that with Jordan?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You're exactly right. We can't just pass a law that says we're no longer going to do these jets. That happened a couple of years ago. Now, I will say, Jim Jordan and Ileana Ross-Layton, and two members of Congress, they are putting pressure on the president to not actually release and deliver the funds. But here's what they can do very specifically, Jay. This funding went out the door 2 years ago, but another $1.5 billion is set to go out this next year. Congress can say, uh-uh. If the president is going to spend this on F-16s and jets for Egypt, we're not going to give it to him. That's what they can specifically do. And, Jay, I think they should do that the very first week that they're here.
Well, I think this is the typical situation that we've got to face and we've got to deal with, and we're going to do just that. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110, and we will be taking your phone calls. Jordan, let's try to get another call in here and let you and Than handle it.
Sharon calling in from Nebraska online too. Sharon, welcome to JSEC Live.
Thank you for taking my call. As a citizen and a veteran, I believe that our president is revealing himself as more pro-Muslim than pro-American by his words and his actions. And I am offended and angry at our Congress that they are not standing up and stopping him.
Well, I think, Sharon, you look at the situation here. And, you know, the State Department's official line is that we can't mess with our previous agreements because that would we need to keep, you know, boosting this regime. We need to keep things stable. But the truth is, why would you keep the same agreements with a different government that has a different constitution? It's a different legal system. It's not the same Egypt. The people that are there may be the same people. But the military has changed. The leadership has changed. The laws have changed. It's not just an election. It was a revolution. And then a rewrite of the laws. That alone, I think, is enough. You don't have to even get it past that discussion. But I think I understand your point as well. Why don't we force the Muslim Brotherhood? Because, again, that would change things significantly to say the pledge, put it on paper, make a deal with the United States, like the Mubarak government did and Egyptian governments before him, to say we're keeping that peace with Israel. I mean, make them do it. Could you imagine President Morsi making that statement? Because that would be a major shift in the Muslim Brotherhood. And Than, that is what members of Congress are really saying, is let's clarify our relationship and your relationship with our previous agreements.
That's exactly right. The members of Congress have said to the president, you have to understand what has changed since this agreement went into place. They are no longer our ally. Egypt is operating through this Sharia constitution. They've said they want to revisit the treaty with Israel. They are not our ally. We cannot move forward with that agreement that was put in place way back in 1979. Here's where I will agree with Sharon, Jordan. If Congress does nothing next year, if they send this money out the door again without any obligation from Egypt to change the way that they've been operating, then I agree. The ire will be on Congress as well. But for right now, the obligation should be on the president. He's the one that could change this.
All right, folks, take a stand. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Sign this petition online. We are up to over 160,000 American people who have done so. Call 877-989-2255 or visit ACLJ.org. Add your name to this petition right now. We need your support. We need you speaking about it and taking a stand.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. It has happened. Sharia law is now the law of the land in Egypt. That's right. Egypt President Morsi signed into law a new constitution that makes Sharia law the centerpiece of that country's legal system. With the radical Islamist, the Muslim Brotherhood, at the helm, and now Sharia law being implemented throughout Egypt, there is new and grave danger for Israel and for Christians in Egypt. Here's the problem. The United States is poised to send more than $1 billion to this terrorist-run nation. Financial aid, your taxpayer dollars with no strings attached. The beneficiary, a dictatorship that uses Sharia law to trample religious freedom and human rights. It's time to put a stop to sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Egypt to support a regime and government that's a real threat to Christians, Israel, and the United States. Sign on to our petition now or call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to JSecio Live. We are going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Plenty to talk about, not a quiet holiday whatsoever between Christmas and New Year's here in Washington, D.C., or at the American Center for Law and Justice. We've had, you know, these situations in Iran with the American pastor, Saeed. You've got Iranian pastor, Youssef Nadarkhani. You've got the situation of all the fiscal issues. You've got the HHS mandate. I mean, those cases were coming out right on the deadlines of, do you have to take it to the Supreme Court to try and get injunctions? And we were victorious there. We've been talking about all of these. Then you had the fiscal cliff almost meltdown. Technically, we went over it for a few hours. And, you know, late into the new year, the Senate was going, and then the House of Representatives on New Year's late into last night, just before January 2nd, moving forward with these plans. So much going on. You have to keep track of everything, right? You can't get so distracted that you're not following key issues. One of those is this Egyptian issue set to happen by the end of this month. And again, you know, this month is interesting because there's still holiday time period. The Congress is kind of moving forward again, and the president's back on vacation. This was just kind of temporary. And it's set to, these F-16s, 20 of them, a couple hundred of tanks are set to be going over by late January if the president doesn't change course, Dad.
Yeah, we also are following two other issues that I need to bring up. In addition to the Nadarkhani and the Saeed matter in Iran, we've got the situation that's brewing with the Environmental Protection Agency, which had a war on coal. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's broadcast this afternoon talking about that. And the fact that you had the head of the EPA, think about this for a moment, folks. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency using an alias for internet communications, and I'm sure it was to do what? Get the agenda of the Obama administration through without showing and having to file through with the Freedom of Information Act request. Now that it's gone to court, supposedly the Department of Justice is going to turn over 12,000 documents, and the head of the EPA has announced her resignation. At the same time, you've got that whole situation with that publication of gun owners that took place in the Northeast. I'm going to be on Hannity tonight talking about this, not just the Second Amendment rights, because it's really a lot more than that. It's the rights to privacy that are being implicated by all of this. So we're handling a host of issues. Plus, I need to announce that right before the holiday, we had a huge win at the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Seventh Circuit on an HHS mandate for another company. Everybody's been talking about Hobby Lobby, where the Supreme Court said we're not going to intervene. We didn't get as much attention, although it did get some, that we won our third case. Second one at the Court of Appeals. We are 3-for-3 in that HHS mandate is not applying to our clients. We are winning those issues. Again, it's because of your support of the ACLJ. And again, we meant our matching challenge, and we want to thank you for that. That could not have been done really without you, and we appreciate that one so much. So we've got more calls coming in. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Ron calling in from New York on line one. Ron, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ron.
Yes, good afternoon, Jordan. I just had called because I did want to encourage the listeners and viewers to support the ACLJ. I have for years, and as a matter of fact, was very blessed that I could send in some extra money for your matching grant. But it brings me to a conclusion that, you know, evil prevails when righteous men do nothing. And sometimes people think they got to do a big thing. But, you know, if they contribute to you and let the pros, you know, stand up and know how to get this done, that you know, we have to fight regardless of what. And it takes money to do it. So I'm just asking people to step up and step out and know that God will bless their giving. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you this. I want to thank you, Ron, because we met and exceeded our matching challenge goal, which was a huge thing for us. The last 2 days of December are some of our biggest days of the year financially for the ACLJ, and I again want to say a huge thank you to literally tens of thousands of you that supported the work of the ACLJ this past year, but especially those, again, at the end of the year, but those during the year just as important, and we really appreciate that. And if you are so inclined to donate to the ACLJ, we, of course, appreciate that as well as at aclj.org. Let me ask you this, Than. Let's go through the procedures of what is going to happen. Talking about the Egypt situation first, what are the legislation that's pending? Because I think people need to be clear about this so we know exactly what we're fighting for here.
Yeah, there's an administrative process pending as well as a legislative one, Jay. The administrative one is this delivery of the F-16s and the delivery of the tanks that's supposed to happen in a couple of weeks. That one is squarely on the president's desk. He's the one that could stop it. He's the one that could say Egypt is not our ally. We are not going to give them these weapons. So that's number one. We're advocating that the president not do that. The legislative process that we're dealing with, Jay, it's H.R. 6646. It's sponsored by Vern Buchanan, and it says, listen, since 1979, we've been giving Egypt an average of about $2 billion a year. Lately, it's been about $1.5 billion. We are not going to do that going forward, because if this money is going to be used for fighter jets and for tanks that could be used against Israel or could be used against the Egyptian people, we are not going to continue to give you the funding. H.R. 6646, we are asking the Speaker to put that on the floor of the House immediately.
You know, Jordan, I don't understand for the life of me why we would be even considering releasing these weapons or money. I mean, I just don't understand it. When you got a comment like this coming from one of the heads of the Coptic Christian Church, number 11, take a listen to this, folks. This kind of sums it up.
Up until just last Tuesday, just yesterday, protesters outside of the presidential palace were attacked again by the president's militia. I mean, this is a president that has his militia running out, killing people on the street that are opposed to him. And at the same time, the U.S., the president is saying that he admires him, and the U.S. is not even speaking out against these issues.
I mean, this is what's so absurd about this, folks. Again, if you have not yet signed the petition to stop this funding, go ahead and do so at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And we're going to try to get one more call in here before the end of the broadcast.
Abby calling in from Maryland on line one. Abby, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Great, you're on the air.
I would like to know why you never fought for the Obamacare being unconstitutional according to the Constitution. Congress will write.
Why? Who never fought? We did. We challenged it all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Did you use that exact thing that Congress will write no law that exempts itself?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was in there. The tax issue was in there. Believe me, everything that you could imagine was in there. The problem is, and this is the reality. I mean, I know people, Abby, you're concerned about it, but the fact of the matter is the Supreme Court rejected it. And by the way, we also represented, Than, was it 119 members of the United States Congress in our briefs?
Yeah, right.
In addition to
members.
A direct challenge. And Abby, we challenged it directly all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. And in the other cases that went up to the Supreme Court, we filed briefs representing 119 members of Congress, Than. And we attacked every angle you could legally do. I've been doing constitutional law for a long time. The court just ruled the wrong way. I think Chief Justice John Roberts got it wrong. That's the only way I can say it. Now you're doing a chip away. You've got states that are not fulfilling the mandate. How is a state? Let's talk about that for a second, Than. You've got, because you asked the question, what else can we do to fight this? You've got only 15 states said they're going to be able to do those state exchanges.
Yeah, exactly right. First of all, we represented 119 members of Congress at the district level, at two circuit courts, and then at the Supreme Court. So we expended a lot of resources on that challenge. But you're right, Jay. More than 30 states are not going to set up these exchanges. That is going to fall on the federal government. And I am not convinced that they can actually set up the structural framework to implement this law. So there are still hurdles that exist for this law, and we're going to continue to push them.
The folks, that's exactly what we're going to do. Jordan's going to let you know right now how you could also help us stop the funding of a radical regime in Egypt with our own weapons.
You know what? You raise your voices. You speak out. You get the president's attention. You get the press's attention. Call now, 877-989-2255. We need you to send that loud and clear message to the president of the United States. Don't be taking this action right now. This is the wrong thing to do. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.